Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, 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 my loves. Happy Thursday. I hope that you are well and you are blessed and in perfect health and spirit. Today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Despite what's going our way, let us rejoice, let us rejoice, let us rejoice. I'm hoping that this midday, few minutes of motivation encourages you. It inspires you to get pushing or continue to walk in your purpose at an elevated level. I pray that you are well beyond spirit and that you are blessed. We're going to have a special guest who's very special and dear to my heart, and it's Sylvia Webb of 40 Girls in Some Shoes. She is Sylvia Webb of just whenever someone is doing something, she's there. She's a great supporter to all of her friends and her family and her colleagues in the community, in the airport, in the air industry, because she's also a flight attendant and has been doing it for years and years and years, and she finds time to do it. And in preparation for this interview, something happened, and it kind of made me get a little gist of what I wanted to ask her for these few moments of midday motivation. And what happened was I was looking for my radio station that I had, you know, already pre-programmed into my radio system. And I kept the song that was on. I was like, this can't be. This is not my station. And I realized that I was in another state. And when you come into another state, that happens. The radio, it changes. And so I was so amazed by that, because what I thought about was life, how we get into these different situations. We are put in different places, and we have to adjust no matter where we are. So instead of just, you know, getting upset that I couldn't hear my station, I was able to change it to another station. And so Sylvia is very well with that. She adapts to wherever she is. Her spirit doesn't change. She continues to be who she is. And so, Sylvia, we are so happy to have you on the Purpose View Midday Motivation. How are you, beautiful?
I am doing well, Jada. How are you?
I am awesome, awesome. Did you see how the radio station just made me think about you and how you adapt to life?
I tell you, you know what? I am a child who grew up with two very loving parents, and they were not together. One was on the West Coast and one was in Texas, and I had two different environments. I was always having to adapt, but
yes,
it was always good.
Wow.
It was always good, and my life just continue to be that way as I continue to grow. It just continued to be that way, and actually it's been a blessing. I've been able to adapt in business, philanthropy, relationships, and all. So,
amen.
Yeah, that's
amen. That is awesome. Well, I've already said 40 Girls in Some Shoes, but I didn't say 40 Girls in Shoes, what it does for the community. And not, I feel that it not only does for the community, but it allows you to walk into your purpose greater than that, because it starts up a conversation when people ask you, well, what is 40 Girls in Some Shoes? How did it develop? And it's just, you're able to, even if it's not your event, 40 Girls gets to shine because it, women just want to unite to that. So tell us a little bit about how you got 40 Girls started and why is it so important to you to do 40 Girls, continue on doing it.
Well, 40 Girls in Some Shoes got started initially. My girlfriends and I turned 40, and we celebrated our birthday, and we were celebrating the many blessings that we had come through to reach the year 40. And shortly after that, I found out that one of my relatives was not in the same boat. She was actually struggling with depression and many other adversities, and end up in a homeless shelter, and ultimately the family got a call stating that she had had a heart attack, and she died.
Oh, wow.
And so at that point, I started to look in myself and say, how can I be a vessel? How can I help others how can I build on this tragic? And what I did was I started going into the shelters myself and really getting an idea of what it felt like and what it meant for these ladies to go through these challenges and that brings them to a shelter. And they had so many different walks of life, and so because my cousin's belongings were discovered through the shelter and she only had a couple of pair of shoes, I decided that shoes would be my mission. I would make sure that every woman has the proper pair of shoes to walk into her destiny. And
wow.
That became my purpose. And that became 40 Girls and Some Shoes, which started out as collecting 300 shoes to collecting 1,400 pair of shoes in a week.
For men and children.
Yes. Next thing I know, it was not all about the women. It was just all about those who needed help.
Exactly.
Men, women, and children.
Awesome. Well, there are so many people today that want to give back, and but their one fear is the biggest thing that they face. But two, they're always saying they don't have enough time. They work and they got to do this, they got to do that. Sylvia, you manage to work. You manage to throw amazing events. You manage to support everyone who needs your support in the community. You travel and support others. What would you tell that person who is using "I don't have enough time" as an excuse to not follow their purpose in life like you did?
Well, I would one thing, first thing I'd say, all things are possible through
yes.
God who strengthens us.
Yes.
And it's all about life, work, and love balance. You know, I live my life to the fullest. Because I know that tomorrow's not promised. So I try to do all the things that I like to do and I enjoy, and I'm constantly in a positive state of mind.
Yes.
I chose a career. Fortunately for me, I had the opportunity to choose a career that took me all over the world and exposed me to so many different things and so many different people. And I love my friends. I love my family. I love those who I help, and those are the ones that I help in my organization and the ones that I help that are philanthropists. And I just feel that giving back gives you so much joy that even in the midst of all your struggles and your pain, when you can give to someone else and help their day or their life to be a lot easier, that you receive joy from that. So you can do it. It does not have to be on a major scale. Your giving could be committing for 2 hours to tutor a student or one Saturday afternoon for 2 hours to go and volunteer at a shelter or even just giving within your own family. Maybe babysit one of your relatives' children so that they can have a break from either paying the babysitter or just having a break, period.
Yes.
That's a part of giving back.
Yes.
It
awesome.
Does not have to be big. You
yes.
can do it. That's
awesome.
Fine.
So Saturday, you're going to be surrounded by women who need support. You're going to be surrounded by women who want to give back. Tell us about Saturday. What's happening on Saturday, and where is it happening, and how can people get involved?
Oh, my God, Jada, I am, and Purple View viewers and listeners, I am over excited about Saturday. 40 Girls and Some Shoes will have their Hearts to Soul lunch brunch with 35 women that are going through transition. They are going to be blessed by the powerful words of three awesome ladies, Dr. Janetta McSwain, Miss Alethea Dijon, who is a lupus survivor and is doing amazing, and Miss Purpose Armani, who is a lifestyle coach and real estate extraordinaire. Three of these ladies have all gone through struggles, and they have come out shining brighter than the star in the night. They
wow.
have. They are a true example of from the bottom to the top. They are.
Yes.
They are going to give that word to these ladies that are going through their own issues and challenges. And I'm excited about that. we are going to present them with new shoes and purses. It's a mother and daughter thing, so we're going to create a bond, help them to create a bond between each other, even though they're going through challenges. Your mother is the most precious thing, precious person that you can have in your life.
Yes.
No matter what her situation is or what your relationship is, she will always be your foundation. At least that's what I believe. Now, Jada, I'm going to say something. The very first Hearts to Soul, you were driving forth. I had the vision, and when I gave you that vision, you said, let's make it happen,
Amen.
And we did.
Amen.
It was powerful, and it was meaningful, and the women that were there who spoke are amazing women.
Yes.
They have grown into their purpose in all levels, and the women who received the word from them have been. Oh, my gosh, I am so excited. They really done well. I am so excited. So we will be at the Rainbow Housing Community in Marietta, Georgia, and it is a facility that helps those who are low income to no income in health wellness, helps children with after school programs, and they also help with resources with housing and job placement and things like that. So I'm so excited to give to the women of the Rainbow Housing Program.
Shout
this is going
to
be a
Rainbow.
Great.
I'm excited about that. That is amazing. I wish I could be there. And my last thing for you to give these viewers is this midday motivation is already powerful. They have enough to consume and take and just be great. And something could happen today, and this conversation just changed the trajectory of the rest of their day, and I'm thankful for it. The last thing I want to ask you, we know what it means in the Webster Dictionary. We know that what Google says, but what does purpose mean to you, Sylvia, 40 Girls in Some Shoes?
Living a meaningful life, having a goal, having a meaningful, fulfilled life, that is the purpose. That is the purpose. And often that is helping others.
Yes.
That is helping others. But living your authentic self.
Amen.
That is a purpose-driven life for me.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sylvia. Thank you so much. Father God, I ask that you would just cover Sylvia in her efforts and her purpose. Keep her strong, founded, strong, grounded. Deliver her, Lord God, to every person who she's supposed to help, Lord God, who she's supposed to bless and who is supposed to bless her. All the listeners who are listening, Father God, trying to figure out who they are, let them hear you today so they can walk in their purpose on purpose. Viewers, I thank you. Listeners, I thank you for listening. I pray that your hearts are just exploding with purpose and gladness and joy today. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Sylvia, I love you, and I'll see you soon.
I love you, and thank you, listeners. 40 Girls and Some Shoes. Thank you.
That's right. Shout it out. She sounds so cute. All right, guys. You have a good rest of your evening.